بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday I spoke about the importance of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I thought, let me close that loop by reminding myself and you about the how must we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah taught us how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself taught us how to ask him. If you take the ayat of in Surah Maryam, the way that Zakaria alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mentioned that Zakaria alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a small voice, nida an khafiya, in a very small voice. Now, the beginning of all obedience comes from humility, from humbleness. So Zakaria alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a small voice, in a humble voice. And then Zakaria alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with the grace and majesty of Allah. Zakaria alayhi salam had no children. He wanted a child. He wanted a son to take forward his work of da'wah, of preaching. And so he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an heir, for a son. He knows perfectly well that he is himself very old, that his wife is old, and she is beyond the age of childbirth. Yet he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. Zakaria alayhi salam doesn't, when he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child, Zakaria alayhi salam is not looking at or thinking of the physics of the matter. He is not saying, you know, so and so, and he's not saying, Allah, he's not thinking to himself that I had better reduce what I'm asking, because how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this? Let me not overstep my boundaries and ask for things which Allah is not capable of giving. Now, he doesn't think like that, right? Because of course, obviously, he doesn't think that Allah is not capable of giving anything. So he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with the grace and majesty of Allah, with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, give me an heir. He is not saying, give me an heir from a second wife, a younger wife. No, his same wife. Now, the point is, this teaches us, and of course, the later ayat in the surah show us also how, when he got now a bashara, when he got the glad tidings of acceptance of his dua, of course, he is human. Anbiya were human. So, he has a doubt whether his dua is really accepted or not. Now again, he's not doubting whether Allah can do it or not. He's saying, did Allah actually accept my dua? So he says, Ya Allah, but you know, I am so old and my hair is white and my bones are weak and my wife is beyond the age of childbirth and so on. But how will I get a child? And Ya Allah, give me a sign. Give me a sign. Now again, as I said, give me a sign does not mean, he's not saying, give me a sign that you can do this. You know, he's saying, give me a sign that I have news that I got from you is really... that real news is true, and that, you know, I will have this child. So give me a sign for my own mental and spiritual satisfaction. So this is the thing to understand, that when we ask dua, when you make dua, focus on the glory and majesty of Allah. And that's the reason why before we make dua, it is very important to work on our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make istighfar and tawbah, give sadaqah, consciously look at our life and see what is it in my life which amounts to the disobedience of Allah and which needs to be changed. I think this is very important to do. Because if I am going to be doing things which anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chances of the acceptance of that dua are very weak. I won't say it won't get accepted because I don't speak on behalf of Allah. But I definitely say that the chances of the dua of somebody who consciously, deliberately disobeys Allah, the chances of that dua being accepted are weak. Of course, Allah is free to accept anybody's dua. Inshallah, we ask Allah to accept all our duas. So, it's important for us to first make tawbah and istighfar, and part of istighfar and tawbah is to actually change our lives, change our priorities, change our actions, change what we do and what we choose not to do. Let's not be hypocritical. Let's not be hypocrites before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, consciously make the effort to make those changes. And then we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask istiqamah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give us steadfastness. And then we ask Allah to help us. Then when we ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't hold back. We do not hold back because we are asking the one who has no limits. We are asking the one whose power has no limits. We are asking the one whose power has nothing holding it back. We are asking the one who can do whatever he likes. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاء يَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ أَشْيَاءِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ. He is the creator of everything and every condition. He can do what he wants. He can decide what he wants. He can order what he wants. There is no one to question him. He is Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. He is the one who is alive and lives and is established. Hayyu Alladhi La Yamut. He is the one who lives and who does not die. And to Ilayhi wa Ilayhi Turja Al-Umur. And everything and all things turn and return to him. He is the one to whom everything returns. My brothers and sisters, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On all his glory and majesty, and we keep that in mind when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't hold back, don't think, oh, but you know, I'm asking this, is it possible? Everything is possible. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing which is not possible. To think that Allah cannot do something itself is kufr. So don't even go there. Ask Allah for whatever it is that you need. And then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give. And say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that let us be clear in our minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu does not need us. Whereas we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single aspect of our lives. And if we are going to straighten ourselves, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. But if we don't want to straighten ourselves, then also Allah is with us, but then we are going to be held accountable for what we continue to do and we make no changes. So, second aspect of the way to make dua, as I mentioned, is this. Final thing is, make dua into a consistent thing that you do all the time, right? Continuously have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that you're asking. Constantly keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is. Don't just do it only at specific times. Obviously, in the times of acceptance of dua, the most superior on a daily basis is in tahajjud. So make dua in tahajjud, pray tahajjud, make dua in tahajjud. That is the best time to do that. And of course, all the other times between Adhan and Iqamah, for example, and so on. After doing anything good, so after Salah, after reading Quran and so on. Now, but tahajjud is obviously the most superior. So make tahajjud make it further yourself. Pray tahajjud on a daily basis without missing one. and make lots of dua. And very important, after that, continuously through the day, keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah give me, Ya Allah give me, Ya Allah give me. Keep on asking and ask in a way which is humble, which is with ijz, with great humility. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete and total certainty that He can give you. And don't leave it. Do not leave it. Don't give up. Don't say, well, you know, I've been making this dua for so long and nothing happened, so now it's no use. No. Continuously keep asking like a small child will not leave its mother until it gets what it wants. So do that. Zid karke mango Allah se. Go again and again and again and keep on asking. And inshallah, Mustafa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah likes to see His slaves come to Him in a humble way, seeking His glory and majesty and reveling in it, and not coming there arrogantly and saying, yeah, okay, so if you want to give me. No. That's a very bad way of asking. So, Nabi Sallallahu specifically mentioned this to us. So he said, do not ask Allah in that way. Don't say, oh Allah, give me if you want to give me. No. This is arrogance. So you, if you need what you need, you beg Allah for. Don't worry about if you want to give or not. If Allah wants to give only, He will give. So there's no need to say that. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most humble way that you know how. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection, for help. We ask Allah for a life of dignity and a death with dignity. We ask Allah for a life with iman and a death on iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and protect us to live in this world in a way that is pleasing to Him, and to take us to Him in a way that is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.